It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. Falcons training camp preview / questions coming up in 20 minutes, as well as tomorrow we will be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch, and pretty much every day, or at least like half the days for the next month. We're going to be up there a lot for the next month during training camp, which is awesome. Looking forward to interviews and seeing practice and all kinds of stuff that we'll be able to provide to you over the course of training camp. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40
Yeah, man, I went and got the camp gas. I went back and filled up the tank, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Man. I was like, I might as well just keep it full, you know.
Might as well.
80, whew, like $81.
Well, you got a big tank.
But still, I was like, damn. But I'll tell you what was, you remember that, what's that cartoon, Arthur, that had the fist?
Yeah.
I had the fist at the pump, though, today.
Okay.
Because I saw across from the pump with these two, and they were teenage kids, sitting in their mama car while their mama was out there pumping that gas.
Yeah, they were probably looking at their phones, too.
I was like, if you don't get your ass out that car and go pump that gas for your mama. Now, is it soft mamas or these kids just?
Probably a combo.
I wish that when Angel and I could pull up to a pump, Amy, she didn't have to say, because, you know, we ain't had no credit card. Mama get, hey, go put eight on four. Or something like that.
I just remember,
and then you come back and pump it.
When you were old enough to do it, it was so
cool.
Fun.
Yeah,
it was so fun to be able to do that.
Yeah, man, I was like,
but we didn't have phones.
Y'all get your ass out this car and go.
I guess
pump
it's probably more fun to sit there. What are they playing? Minecraft or something
know,
like that?
I don't know what they're playing. Oh, had that Arthur fish, dog.
Yeah. Like, no, you're right, but also like that's a thing. I bet if you sat at a gas station all day and just tallied, right? You got one column for teenagers that get out of the car and pump their mom's gas, and one column for teenagers that don't. You'd be lucky to find maybe two that actually did it.
Boy, I tell you.
You know?
I had that fist pump, though. I was like,
We already got Jack out there doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of the things. Hey, man, it's your mama.
Yeah.
It's your mama, yeah.
You know, I just learned how to walk. Get out there and pump the gas.
It ain't that hard.
It's that good. Take a good huff, too. Yeah. There's a good, nice little gas smell.
You know,
breathe it in.
When we talk about training camp, the funniest thing is like the arrivals of the players. And I just, like, do you remember the video? We were talking when Eminem was performing.
Yeah, the MTV Music Awards, something like that.
Real Slim Shady and all that. And he had all them dudes with white T-shirts and that blonde hair. How come Joe Burrow showed up to training camp like that? It's always
very funny.
It's always because the funny one used to be always when Reggie Wayne would show up. And what was Reggie going to show? Reggie showed the race cars and tanks and everything like that. So you wait all that. So
Aaron Rodgers showed up looking like Con Air a couple years ago.
That was really good. That was really good, actually. he showed up today with an Egyptian cat on his T-shirt.
There you go. Yeah, probably got that in Egypt.
Yeah, probably got that in Egypt. So, yeah, it's always funny.
I'll give him credit. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty funny because he's like, oh, yeah, I want to have fun with it. Watch this.
You guys want to make a big deal out of it? No one in here cares.
Here we go. Take that, Robert Saleh.
A Sphinx? Was it a Sphinx?
Yes.
That was on there? Here you go. Nice.
Way to go, Aaron. You did something good.
There you go.
I know there's two fans that can't wait for the season to start right now. Jets fans. And I wonder how 76ers, especially like Daryl Morey and the owner, are when they see Joel Embiid hit the ground like 4 or 5 times yesterday. Like,
I don't know. I mean, we talked about it throughout the process leading into these Olympics, but like the philosophy or strategy of having a bunch of old injury-prone guys to build your team around, not a great idea.
No.
Like Kevin Durant can't play.
Yes.
Joel Embiid shouldn't be playing.
Right.
LeBron's playing great.
Yes.
Like, he's the outlier. He's 39 years old. Doesn't seem to matter. He did the, like, rookie year reverse dunk.
Just, like, out of nowhere.
He's 39 years old. He just, like, in play with ease.
Yes.
But, yeah, the rest of these guys, I don't know, man. I still think they're going to be fine, but maybe it wasn't a good idea to have all these old injured guys.
And
to
Steph
build the Olympic
shoot.
Team. Yeah, Steph's not shooting.
Yeah, he's not
shooting. Doesn't make any sense. I have to wonder, is the ball's got to be a little different.
I'm sure it
right?
is. I'm
that
sure
FIBA is. Ball's multicolored and maybe like a slightly different material or something like that.
Yeah.
Remember when they switched the ball in the NBA like 10 years ago?
Hell
and the guys just like
lost their lost damn it. Mind.
They were like, this ball sucks. It's cutting my hands. It doesn't go in. It bounces funny. And then they switched back after like a month.
Lost
they
their
really
mind.
Didn't want to switch back, but they switched back. Hey, if you want to time travel to the 70s, by the way, the Bucks are bringing the cream sickles back. Spirit of 79 on October 27th.
Why?
For the 70s.
They need to retire those. What did their old coach say about his offense? About their offense? Yeah, pretty much. The jerseys stink.
Yeah.
And they're not cool. And they remind you of the time when you were at your worst.
They made the division title in 1979. Their first ever division title.
Right. You know what? Being a 70s baby.
Because nobody loves the 70s
that.
Like you.
I do remember that. You know, young Randy was sitting on the couch with a cold glass of carnation milk.
Yeah, man. Watching the creamsicle. That'll be against the Falcons, by the way. Falcons, Bucks, October 27th.
Are the Falcons going to wear theirs?
I hope they'll wear the red helmets. I don't know if that's one of the days where they are, but
usually you wear those at home.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Usually you wear your special jerseys at home.
Yeah. Okay, so the Falcons are going to wear the modern jerseys, and the Bucks will wear the creamsicles,
great.
And that's just going to be a weird contrast.
Great.
But anyway. If you want, I know you're looking to travel back. Maybe that'll be an opportunity to do it. I don't know if Pam Grier's going to be there or not. But
if Pammy ain't going to be
there. Should
have
her flip the coin that day.
If Pammy ain't going to be there, I ain't going to be there. I'm
right.
Good.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. There's a ton of stuff to get to because training camps are all starting. Some guys aren't showing up, including Hassan Reddick. Didn't get a new contract after being traded last year. Not going to report until he gets a new contract. How did they not know this?
How did the Jets not have a contract extension ready for him when they decided to make this trade? Because obviously they knew that was, I think that's one of the biggest reasons
why the Eagles didn't
keep him because he wanted an extension. I kept saying, well, hell, give him a call, Terry.
Yeah, go get him and extend him.
He is a premier bona fide edge rusher. He really, really is. To me, it seems like this is something that's going to get maybe reworked. Something, give him, move some money. I don't know. What's last year of his deal? Maybe try to put something in it where he can maybe make more money. But, yeah, how do you get him in there and not have a contract extension already? It's crazy.
I don't know. Not a good situation. Jordan Love, also not practicing. Not surprising. Not going to practice till he gets a new contract. Here's the general manager of the Packers, Brian Gutekunst, talking about that. Easy
we're
to say.
We're very down the road as far as we know that he's our franchise quarterback, and we're ready to move forward. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can, and we want to make sure that there's certainly the structure of it so that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year but in years to come, is very, very important. Again, like I said, it's this is just part of it, not unexpected, and we'll work to get it done. And hopefully he won't miss too much time because it is, we got a lot of work to do. You know, we think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us.
Yeah, obviously, they put it out there. They want to get it done. I would wait another year. I'm sorry. He was really good, but he was great down the stretch. I mean, he was outstanding. And me and you talked about it a lot last year. Like, you can look at this dude throw the football.
Yeah.
And he got it.
Even early in the year when he didn't quite have it together yet.
He
like
saw
in that
it.
Falcons game, like, there was some throws
he
that
saw
were
it,
like, really
damn,
good.
This
throws.
Boy can play now.
Yeah. The final 10 games, he was fantastic.
Yeah. And so that's why you extend. They just said, we view him as our franchise quarterback. And that's the case. Then don't be like Dallas and be stuck. Just give it to him. Then.
Right. If you're going to say that publicly.
If you're going to say that publicly, you got to give it to
then
him.
Then it's done.
And I don't know where it comes in. I think the last one was Trevor, 55. So does he come in at 56? Probably. Something like that.
Would I be a bad general manager? I would be for a lot of reasons. But would this make me – because, like, you know you're going to do it. You've been knowing you're going to do it all offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to training camp and have to answer questions about
get
this.
Get it done.
Just do it. Like, do it last month.
Yes.
There's nothing that says
There's
that you can't get this done.
You couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't understand why they don't do that more often.
I don't
like,
either.
You have to wait till training camp starts. And I guess time is a slight leverage play, sort of, but I don't know how. Like,
if you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, just do
you
it.
You know what I mean?
Just especially you're going to give him a lot of money.
You're going to give him a lot of money, and then you did the certain type of adjustment to his contract the previous year. So yeah, and then he went out there, and he did what everything y'all asked him to do.
Yeah.
And so give him his bread.
It seems like you've done it again.
Yes.
Somehow. Seems like you've gone on now 30-plus years where you've just had a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, man. Crazy, man.
How annoying.
Crazy.
Good for them,
crazy.
I guess.
Crazy. Because he is, he's good. He's 6'4", like 220.
No, he's great. I thought you were going to, that you had one.
Yeah, athletic. I know, I saw that the Bears are going to let Jonathan Owen, Simone Biles' husband, go to Paris to watch his wife during the Olympics.
He's all right. Set,
what else do you expect? Like, this is like historic stuff that his wife is going to go through and everything. So, yeah, kudos for the
Well, there's going to be some hot takes about that in Chicago.
Oh, especially if he don't play well.
There's going to be some mad
first
people
time he
about
gets
that.
Cooked week one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you shouldn't spend so much time at the Olympics in Paris, bro.
Yeah, bro. Oh,
maybe you should get a girlfriend,
bro,
or a wife or whatever. All right, let's hear Baker Mayfield talking about losing a little weight.
Definitely in the best shape I've been in a long time. Yeah, it's kind of do it, and just found my routine, found a gym and some trainers that I really liked, and that's important. And you learn that throughout the process, throughout the years you want. Honestly, being able to stay in one place in the offseason helps too. So
yeah.
I found some great people to help me.
Yeah, I mean, Baker has a little squatty body.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little.
He still has, like, frat boy beer body.
Yeah, a little bit, man. Yeah. And if this helps him out and everything, you know, because I hate that in a long time, you know.
Me
best,
too.
Best shape I've been
in a long
time.
This man's been a starting quarterback in the NFL since 2018.
And this is the best start. I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Don't ever say that. You can say this, I'm in the best shape that I've ever been in, but don't say in a long time.
Yeah.
That means what the hell were you doing before?
What were you doing before?
Yeah, what the hell were you doing before?
I know. I'm not one to give credit for professional athletes
working
being
out
fit.
Working out.
Yeah, I changed my diet. Oh, you stopped eating candy and McDonald's for every meal?
Yes, that's your job.
I remember Lindell White, remember the running back from USC?
When he said he went
stopped
to
stop drinking Patron.
Patron or something like that.
He's like, wow, you look great. He's like, yeah, I had to give up Patron this offseason. It's like, dang, man. How much Patron were you drinking? He lost like 20 pounds. He looked amazing.
Yeah, that's
like,
just,
wow, all right.
Yeah, your job is to
are we going to celebrate you for that?
Your job is to be in the best peak condition that you could possibly be in.
Yeah, and you only have to do it for like 10 years.
That's your job.
You just got to be really, really fit for like 10 years, and then you can do whatever you want afterwards.
Okay? Whatever you freaking want to, man. Which is, my God.
Tyson Campbell.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I wrote down. I forgot the number. Yeah, Tyson Campbell, former Georgia Bulldog, down there in Jacksonville, just got an extension. I think it was 4 for $76 or something like that. So good for him, man. And it's like the highest paid corner that's never been elected to a Pro Bowl. And that's something that me you were talking about. Can you, like, equate AJ to that a little bit? To my AJ Terrell as far as his contract extension somewhere in that area, because he hasn't made a Pro Bowl either. But, yeah, good for Tyson, man.
4 for $76.5 million.
4 for $76.5 million,
right.
Yeah. I like Tyson a lot, man. Like, he's a good kid. Obviously, he was a dog. Played for my boy Pat Surtain down there in Plantation. I mean, him and Lil Pat are the corners.
Would have been a tough day for a quarterback.
Man, yeah, but congratulations to him, man.
Another former Georgia Bulldog and Washington Husky, and maybe the only former Georgia Bulldog and Washington
Husky.
We're
trying to figure it out. Like,
I don't know if there's another
one. I don't know if there is one.
There might be, but we know Jacob Eason is.
Yes.
Signed to the
Green Bay Packers.
Today.
Yeah, man.
So he can practice until Jordan Love gets
his
contract done.
But this gives him an opportunity, Andy.
Hell yeah.
Who the hell is the Packers backup quarterback? See, exactly. We don't know. We know Jacob Eason, though.
Yeah,
and it could
be
an opportunity for Jacob to beat somebody
out. He's got
all the tools.
That's why they told me physically.
Yeah, they told me. I mean, that's why Mark Richt was sitting in Waffle House with them up there in Washington.
Waffle Houses up there.
Where was him and Coach Richt sitting in?
Maybe a Denny's?
Was it Screevens? Is that where he's from?
Oh, he's from Lake Stevens.
Lake Stevens. Yeah. Was it a Huddle House?
Nope. We don't have that either.
What y'all got up there?
Like Denny's.
So it might have been a Dennis.
Might have been a Dennis.
They were hanging out and everything like that.
Sean Clifford.
Who the hell is that? Oh, I know who he is.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah, backup quarterback. He's from. Oh, who cares? He's from Penn State?
Yeah.
I want to say Penn State.
I was waiting to see you got there.
Yeah, Penn State.
And third string's a rookie out of Tulane. Big project, but I like him. Michael Pratt.
Oh, Michael Pratt. Yeah, he's a good player. He has a lot of tools. He has a lot of tools. He's going to be a practice squad quarterback, no doubt about that.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you got to get in there somehow, dog. You never know. This thing might, because he said he ain't practiced it to get it.
You never know.
So this might go into the season.
Tommy DeVito got like
famous
last year.
Famous.
Like it is the era in the, like, if you can just, Easton's right. I saw Fromm had a tryout last week.
Washington, I think it was. Yeah.
Like, who knows? Like, you get to November and December, some of these mediocre teams, somebody's got to play quarterback.
But I mean,
it might be you.
But the thing with it is that these are those opportunities, because, you know, you can have a certain amount of people on the roster during the summertime. You might get a rep. You never know.
Well, and even if you don't, he's not going to make that team. He's not going to play quarterback for them if Jordan Love's healthy. But, like, maybe you do something in training camp. Somebody sees it. You get picked up by somebody else.
Never know.
You're this year's Tommy DeVito.
Eating cutlets. Who got more famous, him or his agent?
I don't know his agent's name.
But he went into a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
True, his agents did go into the Hall of Fame.
For what again?
Italian people?
Yeah.
The Italian People Hall of Fame?
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
I think that's what it's called.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
You just have to be an Italian person and then be on TV, and then they'll put you in the Hall of Fame. I think Zeno was saying he should be in the Hall of Fame because he's Italian.
Yeah.
He's been on TV.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. He was like, I need to be in it. Like, sure, put him in.
Put him in. Put him all in.
Zeno's Italian, too. Put all the Italian people in that Hall of Fame. I'm for it. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to Falcons training camp questions/preview. Training camp begins tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, here's another Andy and Randy listener.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. These two are good enough for television, but they look a lot better on radio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Getting into some Falcons training camp questions. Preview, remaining cornerback free agents available, if you want to go down that path, as one of the questions we'll get to. All that coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking before about Tyson Campbell getting his extension.
Yeah.
And I guess him and, you know, AJ and him are comparable. I think AJ is a better player than Tyson is, but Tyson just got his deal. I would go ahead and do the deal with AJ if that's what you want to do, because we're talking about future plans and all those different things, and this regime didn't draft him. And everything like that. But, I mean, he's a good young corner that, you know, when you have
him. You
say
you would go ahead and do it?
Yeah, I would go ahead and stand.
Yeah, I would too.
I would.
It's one of those things, right? I mean, it's either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's what – and that's – and like I said
not
before,
that they can't do it not during they can't, camp. They could.
And that's a big thing now. Jamar Chase is one of those receivers that's – he's up. He's eligible for an extension. And Mike Brown comes out, you know, basically says, this ain't a good time for us. How about we wait until – now, I thought he was going to get his done. That's why T. Higgins didn't get his done.
Me too.
So I was under the assumption
so neither one's
that
gonna
neither
get done?
Another one of them get done, you know. And I know teams don't like to do extensions during the season. I'm the firm believer, and I hate when players say, well, wait till the offseason then. No. If we can get an extension done, because I was not going to do that. They came and they said, well, how about we wait next offseason to get the extension? I was like, hell no.
Why don't we just keep talking?
Why don't we just keep talking?
And then if we figure it out, let's sign the deal.
And we figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying.
What's the point of pausing it?
Yeah. If the organization wants to do that, fine. If you're a player, you don't pause nothing.
Yeah, let's go. You guys, because you're not – I mean, I'm not really – keep talking to my agent.
Yeah.
You guys keep.
I'm fine.
You see how I'm playing?
Yeah, I'm just playing.
You see this, what I did last Sunday?
Yes.
Let's talk.
It was a great conversation, too. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're in the situation, and the Bengals, they do things ass backwards. They always have.
And that's exactly what I was going to say.
They always
just
have.
The Bengals being the Bengals.
Yes.
It's just what it is.
They've always done stuff ass backwards. And so this Jamar.
They finally get it right with these guys.
They got it right.
And they're still going to do it like this.
Yes. It just, I mean, you see the number or where the number is. All right, you see where Justin Jefferson is. He comes right behind him or right in front of him.
Right, pay him.
That's where Jamar Chase, that's the level that Jamar Chase is.
And I know everybody knows this, but it just remains insane that those guys were teammates in college.
All of them.
And that the quarterback there that also got all his money was their quarterback.
Yes. You know,
makes sense they were beating the hell out of everybody.
I think
like
Joe Burrow is great, great. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Burrow, we talk about like people hanging on to a certain accomplishment, and that's why you keep placing him there. Like, Joe Burrow's one of the best quarterbacks in football. He's not Patrick Mahomes, but he gets put number two because he beat Patrick.
Okay.
Everybody wants to rank him second. And somebody finally came out and said, it's like, Joe Burrow, two of his 4 years, has been injured.
Injured, yeah.
Yeah, he's been injured.
Right.
You know, and so it's like, yeah, it is true. But he did beat Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City.
They went to the Super Bowl.
He was outstanding. So, but yeah, I mean, they say he's. It's funny. They said Joe Burrow is cleared for contact. Nobody hitting Joe Burrow. Ain't nobody hitting Joe Burrow.
Not unless they want to be the first bus out of the NFL forever.
I love that when they said that Joe Burrow has been cleared for contact. Anybody finna hit Joe? What's wrong with y'all? Y'all lost y'all mind.
Hey, so we'll be at Flowery Branch starting tomorrow. Training camp gets underway. You know, obviously, you've listened to us do this for years and years, and we love doing it. There'll be player interviews after practice. Sounds like we're going to get a talk to Raheem Morris on Thursday, probably. The unfortunate thing about this year, and it is only 1 year, but the unfortunate thing about this year is that due to construction at the performance field, fans aren't going to be allowed at training camp. I'm sure a lot of people probably already know that, but just to reiterate, don't drive up there tomorrow.
Right.
Because Flowery Branch, depending on where you're coming from, is far. Don't drive all the way up there and then not be able to get in. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to be able to get in. Now, two practices will be open Saturday at 6 p.m. at Seckinger High School in Buford. This coming Saturday at 6 p.m., Seckinger High School in Buford, free. So you can walk up to the gates, opens at 5 p.m. They'll let people in until capacity is reached. So that's your first opportunity. Your second opportunity will be 6 p.m. at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Friday, August 2nd. That's an open practice as well. Starts at 5 p.m. The gates open at 5 p.m. $5 to get into that one. Now, all the proceeds go to support medical programs and treatment services at Emory Healthcare. So $5 to get into Mercedes-Benz for that one. Again, those are the two opportunities to see practice. Training camp this August.
That place better be like A1, like top of the line, state of the art damn building.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Arthur Blank liked being ranked so low in that player survey.
Course. Hey, man, y'all better get this right. Let's spend some bread.
The first thing they did, which is what you should do if you're him, is upgrade those facilities.
Because last year they were building the weight room, right?
Yeah, there's zero reason why any NFL team should come in anything other than A's across the board for that. Now, I understand some of them are cheap, and some of them don't have owners that care about stuff like that and all that. Arthur Blank very clearly does.
Yes.
So as soon as they started doing this, the best thing ever, because they didn't do this before. It's like 2 years in, right? They started doing this player poll that became public.
Right.
It was like, all right, how does your team do in terms of dealing with your friends and family? F minus. All right. I don't know. What are they supposed to do?
What are they supposed to do? Speak?
I don't know.
Like, Arthur Blank come down and greet your family every time they walk in and out?
Maybe get my cousin a job.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's been out of work for 6 months. He's trying to get a job.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what they want, but yeah, weight room's been upgraded. Practice facility's been upgraded. Locker rooms have been upgraded. I like an owner that sees that and says, oh, let's just make it better.
Yeah,
as opposed to the Chiefs.
I knew you'd take a shot.
As opposed to the Chiefs owner who's like.
I knew you'd take a shot at.
Yeah, well, tough break.
Yeah, man.
Tough break, fellas.
But you guys keep still. Because if y'all are winning, why should I do anything? I can't.
We're making you tough.
You remember the owner in Major League?
Yeah.
We're spoiling these guys.
We're coddling them too much.
Yeah. But the Indians, they went on a run.
They did.
They went on a run.
They did, and that was with cold water and
ragged-ass plane.
All that. Didn't even have enough towels for everybody. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, man.
So maybe that's what the Falcons need to do. Maybe they should have gone the other way.
Yeah, man.
You know what? It's actually too nice, guys. Here's some backed-up plumbing and some rats. Now you guys see how you do with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are some questions that are on your mind as we get ready for camp to begin tomorrow?
Oh, man. I mean, obviously, you want to know, certain things. Injuries coming back.
Yep.
I don't think anybody's going to – we asked Joe. I don't think anybody's going to be on a PUP right now.
Doesn't sound like it.
Even Grady included.
Mm-hmm.
So where are they at as far as their status? I know if we do get a chance to talk to Ra, I'll ask what is his thought process as far as preseason and where? How does he view? Because the coaches view it differently. How do you view joint practices to preseason for
yep.
your starters?
Yep. Yep.
How's that? How do you view that as far as who gets to play and all those different things?
Because there's a chance you don't see Kirk Cousins yeah. take a snap. I mean, if they do it in a joint practice, right. that's fine. But you won't really yeah. see it. You might see like a YouTube or like a Twitter clip of it.
Yeah.
But there's a chance you don't see Kirk Cousins take a snap as a Falcon until week one.
Yeah. And which, so I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But you know that those type of questions. You know, I think this the personnel part about like you were just saying corners and everything like that who are on the market still. I'm of the mindset I want to wait and see, you know, because the thing about it is you're at a process where you can go out and get Gilmore or one of those dudes, but if you do make that move, it's probably after a week one move because, you know, so the contract won't be guaranteed and all those different things. So,
okay.
Yeah, how do you view that position? I mean, you know, obviously the pass rush aspect of it, because if you don't go get anybody, how do you view how your room is already? If you don't go and try to make an upgrade or necessarily draft somebody there, even though they did draft two defensive linemen, we're talking about what you got coming back as far as veteran, then where do you view those young guys as opposed to going out there and, getting somebody? What do you view as Ebba Cady and all these different guys as far as your pass rush packages and different things like that? But
yeah, like one of those two groups isn't going to be the same
right.
when the season starts.
Correct.
Right?
Like there's going to be an addition.
An edge rusher or a corner has got to be.
Yes.
Right? Like you can't go to the season with your starting corners being A.J. Terrell, D. Alford, and Clark Phillips.
But the thing about it, that's what I'm saying. You can't, but how do they view it as they can?
Yeah, maybe they don't view it that way. Maybe they look at those guys as
how they view them because
they're, I mean, Phillips and Alford are young guys. Obviously, Terrell's going to be one of the starters. But yeah, and then maybe, you know, obviously there's always injuries. Unfortunately, knock on wood, we can make it through training camp as healthy as possible, but you know what it is. Happens every single year, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Are you going to go to the season with that being your edge rush package of those guys that you just mentioned and not go back to free agency and try to add someone there? I have to think that at some point you upgrade a little bit,
yeah.
one of those two spots. But also, I don't know. Like they had an opportunity to do that in the draft and didn't do it. Yeah. They've had an opportunity to do it in free agency the last couple of off seasons and haven't really done it.
Nope.
So, I mean, they did it the last couple of years at corner with like a, hey, let's take a flyer on this guy and see how it works out.
Yeah.
But it didn't really work out great, and injuries stepped in the way of that as well. So, yeah, I don't know. That's one of my big questions, and you're not really going to be able to get that answered, but tomorrow at least, or this week, is if they decide to add someone at that spot, who it is and when do they do it? Because it just doesn't feel like that's as good of a secondary as you'd want.
Yeah, it does not seem like that, but they view it how all coaches view it. I can get the most out of this dude in my system. I can put Alford and those guys in the system where I am, not necessarily to hide them, but have them be have them at their best, have them playing the best of their ability. If we teach it this way, as opposed to how whoever was here, John Nielsen taught it this way. Well, we're going to teach it this way. We're going to run this type of scheme that won't necessarily put as much pressure on him. The one thing about a cornerback is that you can't hide. They can't. You can't hide. Like you can't protect them the whole damn game.
The hard part is that like those two position groups we're talking about, they can't help each other.
Yes, they
do. If you have really good, you
yes.
know, like if you have a great pass rush, that can really benefit the yes. corners, but they don't.
Nope.
And if you have a great group of corners, maybe they hold up a little bit longer. Yep. It can help the pass rush.
That one second. But that's
they don't.
And that's usually the thing about it, Andy. It's like one. Just hold up for one more second.
You just gotta
it is so,
stay,
it's
make
so
the
crazy.
Quarterback second guess, it's, and then,
it, yeah. And it's so crazy how that millisecond can be, between a sack and damn completion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you hold them up, you know, and vice versa. It's just amazing how that, and my man Sapp always had the front end, the back end, they work together all the time. And you got to figure out a way to hold up. Now, that can put more onus on the offense to score more points so this team can be more and more dimensional. Because last time they were one-dimensional type defense, they went to the Super Bowl because they were able to just play pass.
Right.
You know, play pass. And then, you know, because teams had to throw to catch up and stay in the game with the Falcons.
They scored 500 points that year and had the MVP at quarterback.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah, it was. Pick up the plays they ain't ever been.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Well, never mind.
Because I know they've been before, but I'm not going to go there.
Don't need to do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we talked about this last week, the, 100 and whatever, 50 mil on offense, fifth most in the NFL. Seems like that's what the plan is.
Yeah, we got to score.
Let the offense carry the thing,
but that's
and the defense contribute where they
contribute,
can.
Contribute, bend, but don't break. You know, give up the yards. Be a top seven-ish red zone defense.
Okay.
The top seven red zone defense.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Again, we'll be there tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, we'll be live at Flowery Branch. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I think I know where this is going. Good. I won't say it. I'll let you say it. Because it is incredible. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get back into a couple different college football news and notes at 1:20. I know ACC Media Days continues on. We played Jim Phillips, ACC Commissioner, earlier in the show. We'll hear from Brent Key. Brent Key, Georgia Tech head coach, spoke yesterday. So we'll get there at 1:20. Big Ten Media Days begin today as well, which now I'm interested in because now Washington's in the Big Ten. So there we go.
What
would have never stopped that one. Even like a year ago. Or maybe it had happened a year ago, but like 2 years ago. It's like, wait, what? Oh, okay. All right.
No way.
Guess we're in the Big Ten.
Did anybody in Pac-12 not see this coming? Like, meaning like caught off guard by the dissolving of the conference? Like when
I didn't think it was going to happen this fast
and the way that it went down. But you kind of – did you think it was going to go away as soon as you found out USC and UCLA were leaving? What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, that was like, well, all right. It's not good.
Right.
It's like the one team everybody universally kind of cares about is USC.
Right.
They're leaving. It seems like a pretty bad thing. And they're like, no, it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like one.
Yeah.
Seems like one. No, we'll be okay.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have a TV rights deal yet. Well, we're waiting. That was the thing that got me. I know USC and UCLA were leaving, but I think that they could have made it work without them. They could have figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
If the Big 12 can soldier on without Texas and Oklahoma, the Pac-12 could have existed without USC and UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
But they just thought they wanted to get cute with their media rights deal. And the Big 12 was like, we'll take it. And then now they still exist and we don't. And that's all it was. I mean, that's, you know, is if they had a rights deal, they would still be around. And then maybe you could have found a way to get a better one down the road. But no, I don't. No one saw it happening the way that it did. Mm-hmm. It just happened so fast.
Yeah, that's my thing is the swiftness.
Yeah.
In which a whole major Power 5 conference went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like.
And a good one.
Yeah. Like, just went away.
A really good one.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. It just went away.
Yeah. Like one of the teams that was in the national championship last year.
Went away.
Was in that conference.
Yeah, just went away.
Now they're just gone.
Yeah, I'm interested.
You know, like the number one pick in baseball was in that conference. And the number one pick in basketball was in that conference. The number one pick in football was in that conference. You know what I mean? It's like a pretty good sports conference.
And it went away.
And I guess it doesn't have to happen anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, Bo. On this college football game, is it? I know it's no longer the Pac. What do they call it? Pac 2?
I think it's Pac 2.
Is it still called?
It is a thing, and both schools are in it.
I hope there's people out there dedicating a lot of time to making Oregon State and Washington State champions in that video game.
Or maybe they still call it Pac 12. They might still call it Pac 12.
I was just curious.
I hope there's a lot of people living in Corvallis, Oregon, spending time. Winning national championships in that video game.
I love it.
That'll make you feel better.
That'll make you feel better. Yeah. I saw one of the first clips, I saw somebody won a national championship with Georgia State. I was like, oh. Okay.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Play it on easy. Play it on easy.
You know what? That's great. You're doing your best. You're playing the video game. You're killing it. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
A few Olympic stories here. First off, we'll start with Snoop Dogg, who's firing it up for the Olympics, baby. Quite literally. As Snoop Dogg has been announced to be an Olympic torchbearer.
Really?
This coming weekend. He's not going to be the one that actually lights the flame, but he is going to be one of the bearers running through the streets.
So it won't
of France.
Be lit when he has it?
It'll be what he's carrying will be lit. He's not lighting the big torch because they carry the little torch.
He could light a joint.
If he does,
oh yeah.
If he fires one of the things, oh, he has to.
Look, Snoop just opened his own dispensary last week. He has to do this.
Yes.
Come on, Snoop. I'm not sure if it's legal in France. I'm not sure what.
I think everything's legal in France.
Most things are legal in all of Europe.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're the only ones that are.
Yeah, they're a lot more relaxed about that.
I
kind of
always
stuff.
Remember the day when the torch came through Fort Valley. I mean, it was just a lot. The streets were lined up and everything when they passed the torch from Fort Valley, obviously on the way up here. It was such a big deal. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, not paying any attention. Like, I didn't realize how big a deal it was to have the Olympics in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, we were living in Fort Valley then.
Right. You just kind of don't, when you're a kid, you don't realize stuff like that.
Yeah. Junior high school.
Right. Muhammad Ali, toured the nation because he was the guy. We got to meet him, my junior golf program. We got to line up. I think it was at Snoqualmie Ridge, or maybe it was at Newcastle. I don't remember what. Doesn't matter. We lined up, and every kid, one by one, got to go by and shake Muhammad Ali's hand.
Dude.
And I was like, can we hurry this up so I can go have lunch?
Do you know how
envious I was 11, I am, and I'm an idiot.
Envious I am of you to have met Muhammad Ali?
Yeah. Do you know how envious I am of how dumb I was when I was little to not appreciate it?
It's like a handful of athletes or people all time that I want to meet.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't appreciate it because I was a stupid 11-year-old.
Yes.
Who's this guy?
We got to hold a gold medal when I was in third grade when my mom was stationed at Fort Gordon. Ray Mercer, who won the gold medal, his niece was in my class. And so he came to our class, I think it was third grade, and we all got to hold his gold medal.
Weed illegal in France. So,
man.
Tread lightly.
Well, speaking of banned substances in France. Dog.
You're locked
one
up.
Thing that's not banned in France, as I told you all probably about a month or so ago, in this very segment, they have listed for the 2024 Olympics in Paris, they lifted the intimacy ban and supplied the place with 300,000 pieces of contraceptives.
Uh-oh.
But apparently,
there was a ban.
There was a ban on
there
intimacy.
Was, yes. I don't know that it did any good. I mean, how are you going to catch people?
A ban in Olympic Village?
A sex ban in Olympic Village. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's not anymore.
Hell no.
And they got stocked up.
Yeah.
But I guess in order to curb this, fornicating and whatnot, they made the beds out of cardboard, and they're supposed to collapse under a certain amount of weight. Well, now a bunch of Olympians are taking to the internet to show you that they're not, in fact, going to collapse under a bunch of weight, and they're fully ready to go.
The thing with it over there is that they're bringing a lot of people, especially Americans, they're bringing all the air conditioning units and stuff like that over there because people in front, they like their temperature at 80. Like, for real, they don't keep their temp down.
My kind of place. I mean, I can do 75.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, my wife likes it. I'm like, every time, it never fails.
If it weren't for complaining kids, my house would be set at 75.
Go behind her and everything. But, yeah, I mean, let me tell you, if I'm single and I'm one of these Olympic athletes, okay, I'm making my way over to, the Swedes. Volleyball team.
I'm
making
but even if the bed did collapse, because they are made out of cardboard, but they won't collapse. But even if they would, wouldn't you just find another way?
Yeah.
I mean, the bed collapsing.
The bed collapsing
is not
going to stop me.
That would probably be more fun.
I'm going to be every.
I'm a towel on the floor guy anyway.
Hey, don't change nothing. But I'm telling you, I'm going to be at all of those,
or wherever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it ain't got to be volleyball girls. It could be shot putters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Horse riders.
That's not the only thing.
Bow and arrow folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Bullseye, baby.
Archers. Yeah, man, huh?
Archers.
Yeah, them too. Yeah, I mean, no matter.
Equestrians.
You let me get over there. You let me get over there with
country, sport.
Don't matter.
Floor. Don't care.
Yeah,
condom.
Yeah, wrestlers.
It's all unimportant.
Yeah, get you one.
Oh, wrestlers. They don't have women. I don't think they have women's wrestling.
They don't got women wrestling.
They don't.
Do they? You know,
oh,
hey,
okay. Oh, they do.
Yeah. Well, Brock Lesnar's daughters.
Put
really
me in a figure four leg lock.
You can say, "Be all going over that tussling with old."
And make me scream
with Ingrid from
you know Ingrid.
You know Ingrid.
Ingrid's got a grip on her.
Ingrid will put you in the damn what was Lex Luger's the human torture rack. Ingrid, how you back there?
Damn right.
Yeah.
Speaking of female wrestlers, I wonder when Brock Lesnar's daughter's gonna be old enough to compete in the Olympics. Have you seen her?
She's not a wrestler. She's a
weightlifter.
Shot putt.
Abe would know.
Oh, so she is an Olympian?
No.
Bummer.
She didn't win at college.
Speaking of Olympians.
Oh,
Andy, you covered Clyde the Glide back in the day, right?
Damn, Andy.
Nope. You did not.
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. Old enough
to... How old do you think he is?
Maybe not.
I think Clyde Drexler got traded from the Blazers in 1995.
All right.
Damn. I was like.
Okay, so yeah.
But I'm familiar with his work.
Is Clyde the Glide known to be, you know, short on money these days, short on funds? Because Clyde the Glide is putting his 1992 Dream Team Olympic medal up for auction.
Really?
Expected to fetch $250,000.
Now, I think Clyde's a pretty savvy businessman.
Would mean something to people.
If you're up against a pitch, you don't sell it.
I don't think Clyde is, though. I think, by all accounts, he's like...
To me, it would seem like you would have to be in trouble to
Did he leave it
like
in
this.
A storage unit?
I just think he doesn't care about it. I just think he doesn't care that much about it.
Yeah, like, is that one of the things where, like, I mean, you buy storage unit, you forget it, you might have put it in storage, and you didn't pay on it, and somebody bought the storage unit or something? I don't know.
Kind of strange. So
this year says he's worth $20 mil. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
So why would he care about $250 for his living money?
Wow.
I don't know.
Maybe he's unloading himself of material possessions and becoming a Buddhist.
Maybe. That does happen.
I have no idea.
Also in the Olympics, this one's going to be British tennis player Andy Murray's last Olympics. He is hanging him up and retiring.
Good
sure, nobody really cares, but there you go.
No, I mean, I care. Nice little run.
Yeah.
If he wasn't in this era, probably would be thought of
one
as
more.
one of the you know, a little bit more highly thought of.
Pretty good win.
He was like the fourth best guy in an era with the three best guys ever. So yes. It was pretty hard to be Andy Murray. He still got a Wimbledon, though, which is pretty good, or two maybe. I don't know.
So this guy's not winning
Plus,
the Olympics.
Plus, I like guys named Andy.
But he is winning in life, and that's UGA quarterback Carson Beck, who is expected to be the number one overall pick next year. We have a full season to go. So let's see. Carson Beck, he's got the Lamborghini station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Expected to be the number one overall draft pick.
Yeah,
now he
one
takes
team.
To IG, confirming that he's dating Hannah Cavender
Did
of
we
the
know
Cavender
that
twins.
It wasn't confirmed.
It was just a rumor.
It wasn't
IG official.
They are now social media official, dating one of the Cavender sisters.
This day and age, that's the big deal.
Oh, okay.
Because before, he just showed up like in a live, somebody else's live. Uh-huh. He was in the background with her.
Uh-huh.
And so there was speculation. Wild speculation.
Okay.
Around the internet.
Oh, so that's what happened. Look at you, old TMZ watching that.
Yeah,
boy.
I'm just trying to stay up to date. You know what I mean?
Look at you.
Just trying to know some stuff.
Oh.
Now it's official, so congratulations.
Good for
to
him,
them.
Man. Good
and
for
over
him.
To the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings
Where did
doing
she
the right thing.
Who? Where did she
Miami.
Go to okay. okay.
Hoops. Okay. And then she also, they were flirting with the WWE for a while, both the Cavender sisters, in an NIL deal, but I haven't seen them. They haven't shown up in any programming or anything, so who's to say? Minnesota Vikings. Doing the right thing. They're going to honor Kyrie Jackson's signing bonus, turning that over to his estate.
Good.
$800,000
good.
To help cover funeral expenses
good.
And other things
good.
Like that. So
good,
good for y'all.
I also
good.
Saw that the Vikings were going to wear a KJ
mm-hmm.
decal.
They're
going to
wear a decal on their helmet, no one's going to wear 31 this year.
Yeah, good for them.
Just an absolute tragedy.
Yeah, man.
Horrible. Awful.
Yeah, man. But they did right by him and all those different things. But, it's just damn. Just still... Because we talk about it, and it's we say it in a joking way, but we're dead ass serious. Just get to camp, you know what I mean? And then you know you hear this tragedy. You see Addison getting arrested to sleep at the damn in his car.
Yeah.
All that other crap, man. You just like get there. And then there,
your dreams are just around the corner.
Just
around the corner.
One more before we break. Another birthday shout out today to my eldest, Isabella, turns 23 today. The college graduate, much smarter than I was at her age. Got her life together and such. Just got a new dog about a year ago. Happy birthday, Bella. We love you.
You said
happy birthday, Bella.
She got herself to get like. You always want your children.
Well, she has a job. She has a dog. When I was her age, 23, I did not.
What was 23-year-old Bo?
That's what I was saying. What was
23-year-old
Bo? What was 23-year-old Bo like?
Oh, I was going on 12-hour blackjack binges in freaking Harris Casino.
Wow.
After I got off my bartending shifts at Outback Steakhouse. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
I think I've done mostly everything I've ever wanted to do ever in my life. But Bo seems like he's done so much more.
Yeah, but like different stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like you've done a lot of stuff you've done, which sounds awesome. Yeah.
I've had
you've
a lot of fun.
You've done a lot of stuff you've done, which is different.
I probably should not have made it out of my 20s.
Right.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun in my life.
Wow, man.
Oh, man. I bet you. I've got a lot of theories about
it. I could write a book about it.
I bet you did great.
What year did you become Bo?
At the Outback bar.
What year did you become Bo?
I've had two almost got into a fight. That was
awesome. I'm sure. I'm a 23-year-old Bo.
Huh? What year did I what?
What year did you become Bo?
Well, I became Bo when I was like age 3.
Okay.
I started spelling at BEAU when I was a freshman in high school.
Okay, that's what
okay. No, I bet 23-year-old Bo was just a cougar slayer at that Outback bar, man.
Well, so my daughter that just turned 23 was born in when I was 20. 24, so yeah. 23-year-old me?
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I think I know where this is going. Good. I won't say it. I'll let you say it, because it is incredible. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get back into a couple different college football news and notes at 1:20. I know ACC Media Days continues on. We played Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, earlier in the show. We'll hear from Brent Key. Brent Key, Georgia Tech head coach, spoke yesterday. So we'll get there at 1:20. Big Ten Media Days begin today as well, which now I'm interested in, because now Washington's in the Big Ten. So there we go.
What
would have never stopped that one. Even like a year ago. Or maybe it had happened a year ago, but like 2 years ago. It's like, wait, what? Oh, okay. All right.
No way.
Yes, we're in the Big Ten.
Did anybody in Pac-12 not see this coming? Like, meaning like caught off guard by the dissolving of the conference?
Like when I didn't think it was gonna happen this fast. Exactly. And the way that it went down.
But did you think it was gonna go away as soon as you found out USC and UCLA were leaving? What'd you think?
Yeah. I mean, that was like, well, all right. It's not good.
Right.
It's like the one team everybody universally kind of cares about is USC.
Right.
They're leaving. It seems like a pretty bad thing. And they're like, no, it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. Seems like one.
Yeah.
Seems like one. No, we'll be okay.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have a TV rights deal yet. Well, we're waiting. That was the thing that got me.
Right.
I know USC and UCLA were leaving, but I think that they could have made it work without them. They could have figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
If the Big 12 can soldier on without Texas and Oklahoma, the Pac-12 could have existed without USC and UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
But they just thought they wanted to get cute with their media rights deal. And the Big 12 was like, we'll take it. And then now they still exist and we don't. And that's all it was. I mean, that's, you know, is if they had a rights deal, they would still be around. And then maybe you could have found a way to get a better one down the road. But no, I don't. No one saw it happening the way that it did. Mm-hmm. It just happened so fast.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is the swiftness.
Yeah.
In which a whole major Power Five conference went away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like,
and a good one.
Yeah. Like, just went away.
A really good one.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. It just went away.
Yeah. One of the teams that was in the national championship last year
went away.
Was in that conference.
Yeah. Just went away.
Now they're just gone.
Yeah. I'm interested.
You know, like the number one pick in baseball was in that conference, and the number one pick in basketball was in that conference, the number one pick in football was in that conference. You know what I mean? It's like a pretty good sports conference.
And it went away.
And I guess it doesn't have to happen anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, Bo, on this college football game, is it? I know it's no longer the Pac. What do they call it? Pac-2?
I think it's Pac-2.
Is it still called?
It is a thing, and both schools are in it.
I hope there's people out there dedicating a lot of time to making Oregon State and Washington State champions in that video game.
Or maybe they still call it Pac-12. They might still call it Pac-12.
I was just curious.
I hope there's a lot of people living in Corvallis, Oregon, spending time winning national championships in that video game.
I love it.
That'll make you feel better.
Yeah. I saw one of the first clips. I saw somebody won a national championship with Georgia State. I was like, oh. Okay.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Play it on easy. Play it on easy.
You know what? That's great. You're doing your best. You're playing the video game. You're killing it. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
A few Olympic stories here. First off, we'll start with Snoop Dogg, who's firing it up for the Olympics, baby. Quite literally, as Snoop Dogg has been announced to be an Olympic torchbearer.
Really?
This coming weekend. He's not going to be the one that actually lights the flame, but he is going to be one of the bearers running through the streets.
So it won't
of France.
Be lit when he has it.
It'll be what he's carrying will be lit. He's not lighting the big torch because they carry the little torch.
He could light a joint.
If he does,
oh yeah.
If he finds one of the things, oh, he has to.
Look, Snoop just opened his own dispensary last week. He has to do this.
Yes.
Dude. Come on, Snoop. I'm not sure if it's legal in France. I'm not sure what.
I think everything's legal in France.
Most things are legal in all of Europe.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're the only ones that are.
Yeah, they're a lot more relaxed about that.
I always remember the day when the torch came through Fort Valley. I mean, it was just a lot. The streets were lined up and everything when they passed the torch from Fort Valley, obviously on the way up here. It was such a big deal. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, not paying any attention. It was like, I didn't realize how big a deal it was to have the Olympics in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, we were living in Fort Valley then.
Right. You so, don't you just kind of don't, when you're a kid, yeah. you don't realize stuff like that.
Yeah. Junior high school.
Right. Muhammad Ali, like, toured the nation
mm-hmm.
as, because he was the guy. We got to meet him, like, my junior golf program. We got to line up.
Uh-huh.
I think it was at Snoqualmie Ridge, or maybe it was at Newcastle. I don't remember what. Doesn't matter. We lined up, and every kid, one by one, got to go by and shake Muhammad Ali's hand.
Dude.
And I was like, can we hurry this up so I can go have lunch?
Do you know how
envious I was 11, I am, and I'm an idiot.
Envious I am of you to have met Muhammad Ali?
Yeah. Do you know how envious I am of how dumb I was when I was little to not appreciate it?
It's like a handful of athletes or people all time that I want to meet.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean, yes. I didn't appreciate it because I was a stupid 11-year-old.
Yes.
who's this guy?
We got to hold a gold medal when I was in third grade when my mom was stationed at Fort Gordon. Ray Mercer, who won the gold medal, his niece was in my class. And so he came to our class, I think it was third grade, and we all
awesome.
got to hold his gold medal.
Weed illegal in France. So,
man.
Tread lightly.
Well, speaking of banned substances in France.
Snoop Dogg.
One thing that's not banned in France, as I told y'all probably about a month or so ago, in this very segment, they have listed for the 2024 Olympics in Paris, they lifted the intimacy ban and supplied the place with 300,000 pieces of contraceptives.
Uh-oh.
But apparently,
there was a ban.
There was a ban on
intimacy. Yes. I don't know that it did any good. I mean, how are you going to catch people? But
a ban in Olympic Village?
A sex ban in Olympic Village. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's not anymore.
Hell no.
And they got stocked up.
Yeah.
But I guess in order to curb this, them, you know, fornicating and whatnot, they made the beds out of cardboard, and they're supposed to collapse under a certain amount of weight. Well, now a bunch of Olympians are taking to the internet to show you that they're not, in fact, going to collapse under a bunch of weight, and they're fully ready to go.
The thing with it over there is that they're bringing a lot of people, especially Americans, they're bringing all the air conditioning units and stuff like that over there because people in France, they like their temperature at like 80. Like, for real, they don't keep their temp down.
My kind of place. I can do 75.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, my wife likes it. I'm like, every time, it never fails.
If it weren't for complaining kids, my house would be set at 75.
Go behind her and everything. But, yeah, I mean, let me tell you, if I'm single and I'm one of these Olympic athletes, okay, I'm making my way over to, like, the Swedes. Volleyball team.
I'm
making my.
But even if the bed did collapse, because they are made out of cardboard, but they won't collapse. But even if they would, wouldn't you just find another way?
Yeah.
I mean, the bed collapsing.
The bed
is
collapsing
not
is not going to
stop
me.
That'd probably be more fun.
Like I'm going to be every.
I'm a towel on the floor guy anyway.
Yeah. Don't change nothing. But I'm telling you, I'm going to be at all of those, you know,
or wherever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it ain't got to be volleyball girls. It could be shot putters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Like horse riders.
That's not the only thing.
Bow and arrow folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Bullseye, baby.
Archers. Yeah, man, huh?
Archers.
Yeah, them too. Yeah, I mean, no matter.
Equestrians.
You let me get over there. You let me get over there with yeah.
Country, sport.
Don't matter.
Floor. Don't care.
Yeah,
condom.
Yeah, wrestlers.
It's all unimportant.
Yeah, get you one.
Wrestlers. They don't have women. I don't think they have women's wrestling.
Don't got women wrestling.
They don't.
Do they? You know,
okay.
Hey, no.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Well, Brock Lesnar's daughter is
put
a really
me in a figure four leg lock.
You can say, "Be all going over that tussling with old."
And make me scream
with Ingrid from
oh, you know Ingrid.
You know Ingrid.
Ingrid's got a grip on her.
Ingrid will put you in the damn what was Lex Luger's human torture rack. Ingrid, how you back there?
Damn right.
Yeah.
Speaking of female wrestlers, I wonder when Brock Lesnar's daughter's gonna be old enough to compete in the Olympics. Have you seen her?
She's not a wrestler. She's a
like a weightlifter.
Shot put.
Abe would know.
Oh, shot so put. She is an Olympian?
No.
Bummer. She didn't win at college.
Speaking of Olympians.
Oh,
Andy, you covered Clyde the Glide back in the day, right?
Damn, Andy.
Nope. You did not.
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. Old enough.
How old do you think he is?
Maybe not.
I think Clyde Drexler got traded from the Blazers in 1995.
All right. Damn. I was like.
Okay, so yeah.
But I'm familiar with his work.
Is Clyde the Glide known to be, you know, short on money these days, short on funds? Because Clyde the Glide is putting his 1992 Dream Team Olympic medal up for auction.
Really?
Expected to fetch $250,000.
Now, I think
you
Clyde's
would think
a pretty
these
savvy
things
businessman.
Would mean something to people.
If you're up against a pinch, you don't sell it.
I don't think Clyde is, though. I think, by all accounts, he's like
To me, it would seem like you would have
investor.
To be in trouble to
Did he leave it
like
in
this.
A storage unit?
I just think he doesn't care about
unit?
It. I think he doesn't care that much about it.
Yeah, like, is that one of the things where, like, I mean, you buy storage unit, you forget it, you might have put it in storage, and you didn't pay on it, and somebody bought the storage unit or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
Kind of strange.
So this here says he's worth $20 mil. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
So why would he care about $250 for his living? Wow.
I don't know. Maybe he's unloading himself of material possessions and becoming a Buddhist.
Maybe. That does happen.
I have no idea.
Also in the Olympics, this one's going to be British tennis player Andy Murray's last Olympics. He is hanging him up and retiring.
Good.
Sure, nobody really cares, but there you
go. No, I mean, I care. Nice little run.
Yeah.
If he wasn't in this era, probably would be thought of as one of the you know, a little bit more highly thought of.
Pretty good win.
He was like the fourth best guy in an era with the three best guys ever. So it was pretty hard to be Andy Murray. He still got a Wimbledon, though, which is pretty good, or two maybe. I don't know.
So this guy's not winning
the
Olympics.
Plus, I like guys named Andy.
But he is winning in life, and that's UGA quarterback Carson Beck, who is expected to be the number one overall pick next year. We have a full season to go. So let's see. Carson Beck, he's got the Lamborghini station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, expected to be the number one overall draft pick.
Yeah,
now he
one
takes
team.
To IG, confirming that he's dating Hannah Cavender
Did
of
we
the
know
Cavender
that
twins.
It wasn't confirmed.
It was just a rumor.
It wasn't
IG official.
Oh, okay. Now social media official, dating one of the Cavender sisters.
This day and age, that's the big deal.
Oh, okay.
Because before he just showed up like in a live, somebody else's live, he was in the background with her.
Uh-huh.
And so there was speculation, wild speculation.
Okay.
Around the internet.
Oh, so that's what happened. Look at you, old TMZ watching that.
Yeah,
boy.
I'm just trying to stay up to date. You know what I mean?
Look at you.
Just trying to know some stuff.
Oh.
Now it's official, so congratulations.
Good for
to
him,
them.
Man. Good
and
for
over
him.
To the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings doing the
school?
Right thing. Who?
Where did she
Miami.
Go to okay.
Hoops. Okay. And then she also, they were flirting with the WWE for a while, both the Cavender sisters, in an NIL deal, but I haven't seen them. They haven't shown up in any programming or anything, so who's to say?
Who's
Minnesota
to say?
Vikings. Doing the right thing. They're going to honor Kyrie Jackson's signing bonus, turning that over to his estate.
Good.
$800,000
good.
To help cover funeral expenses
good.
And other things
good.
Like that. So
good.
Good for y'all.
I also saw that the Vikings were going to wear a KJ
mm-hmm.
decal.
They're
going to
wear a decal on their helmet, no one's going to wear 31 this year.
Yeah, good for them.
Just an absolute tragedy.
Yeah, man.
That's
horrible.
Awful.
Yeah, man. But they did right by him and all those different things. But, it's just damn. Just still... Because we talk about it, and it's we say it in a joking way, but we're dead ass serious. Just get to camp, you know what I mean? And then you know you hear this tragedy. You see damn Addison getting arrested to sleep at damn in his car.
Yeah.
All that other crap, man. You just like get there. And then
there, your dreams are just around the corner.
It's right there.
Just around the corner.
One more before we break. Another birthday shout out today to my eldest. Isabella turns 23 today. The college graduate, much smarter than I was at her age. Got her life together and such. Just got a new dog about a year ago. Happy birthday, Bella. We love you.
You said
happy birthday, Bella.
She got herself to get, like, you always want your children.
Well,
to
she has a job. She has a dog. When I was her age, 23, I did not.
What was 23-year-old Bo?
That's what I was saying. What was
23-year-old
Bo? What was 23 Bo like?
Oh, I was going on 12-hour blackjack binges in freaking Harris Casino.
Wow.
After I got off my bartending shifts at Outback Steakhouse. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's not like you. Sounds
hey,
like fun.
I I've lived life. I think I've done mostly everything I've ever wanted to do ever in my life. But Bo seems like he's done so much more.
Yeah, but like different stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like you've done a lot of stuff you've done, which sounds awesome.
Yeah. I've had
you've
a lot
done
of
a lot
fun.
Of stuff you've done, which is different.
I probably should not have made it out of my 20s.
Right.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun in my life.
Personally, he's, wow, man.
Oh, man, I bet you, I've got a lot of theories about
it. I could write a book about it.
I bet you did great.
What year did you become Bo?
At the Outback bar.
What year did you become Bo?
I've had two almost got into a fight. That was
awesome. I'm sure. I'm a 23-year-old Bo.
Huh? What year did I?
What year did you become Bo?
Well, I became Bo when I was like age 3.
Okay.
I started spelling at BEAU when I was a freshman in high school.
Okay, that's what.
Okay. No, I bet 23-year-old Bo was just a cougar slayer at that Outback bar, man.
Well, so my daughter that just turned 23 was born in when I was 24. So, yeah. 23-year-old me? Yeah.
So there you go. There you go. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.